Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 25th. About 800 people were in Denver this week for the Colorado Oil and Gas Association's annual energy summit. As Benta Berkland reports, Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett discussed the future of the industry.
Both senators praised the oil and gas sector for creating high-paying jobs and boosting Colorado's economy. But Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says the industry must tackle the hard questions like climate change and work with concerned citizens. He also urged innovation.
Somebody is going to engineer our way to a lower carbon future. I would rather that be the United States of America than China.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says the country is better off reducing carbon emissions and pollution and supporting wind and solar to a point.
Where I draw the line is I'm not willing to hurt the economy, and I'm not willing to drive up costs on those who can least afford it.
Colorado has long been the epicenter on the discussion over fracking and environmental regulations. Governor John Hickenlooper recently unveiled new guidelines after a fatal home explosion last spring caused by a severed oil and gas flow line. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
In headlines from the Denver Post here on Friday, Colorado's Office of Behavioral Health announced this week that Frisco and Montrose will both receive funding for new mental health facilities serving the Western Slope. The facilities will be funded by marijuana tax money. A Senate bill signed into law by Governor John Hickenlooper in May set aside millions in marijuana tax dollars for upgrades to Colorado's mental health system. The upgrades will help curtail the use of jails to house those in crisis who have not been charged with a crime. The deficiency in rural health facilities was specifically targeted in the bill, which set aside nearly $2 million over 2 years to expand services. All of that money was initially earmarked for an 8-bed crisis stabilization unit and its operation in Montrose. But through maneuvering and negotiations, Summit County will now receive half that bankroll. By as early as next spring, Frisco's medical office building will be the site of a 4-to-6-bed walk-in crisis unit, and Montrose will build a 4-bed unit of its own at a location already under construction. A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy who pulled over a vehicle Tuesday on Interstate 70 discovered a 13-year-old boy driving two passengers and 25 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. The deputy, a member of the Western Colorado Drug Task Force, stopped the Dodge Avenger near Fruta. All three of the vehicle's occupants are from Los Angeles. Besides the 13-year-old driver, a 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman were also in the car. All three face charges of distribution, manufacturing, and possession with intent to sell. The driver faces additional charges of failing to drive in a designated lane and driving without a valid driver's license. He is being held at the Grand Mesa Youth Services Center in Grand Junction. The two passengers are being held in the Mesa County Detention Facility. Governor John Hickenlooper issued new regulations about oil and gas development 2 weeks ago, but he did not address the hotly contested issue of setbacks. Many new oil and gas wells are located within 500 feet of major home developments on the Front Range. From Inside Energy, Lee Patterson had this story.
All over Colorado's Front Range, pump jacks are framed by snow-capped mountains and nestled among subdivision homes. Communities are in tense debates over this closeness.
And we used to be worried about asthma and cancers.
Like at this recent public meeting with regulators, this is Barbara Mills Bree of Lakewood.
Now we're also worried about our houses blowing up.
Because in April, in a town called Firestone, a home exploded, killing two people. A pipeline connected to a well had been leaking odorless gas into the basement. The stated intent of Colorado's setback regulation is to, quote, protect health, safety, and welfare. But there are other factors at play. Any increase to the setback would restrict where companies could drill, so operators have fought changes.
The efforts to shut down oil and natural gas in this state have been very devious.
With political ads like this one from 2016, when industry dumped over $15 million into fighting a pair of ballot measures. One of them would have increased the state setback to 2,500 feet. That initiative didn't make it onto the ballot, but smaller changes have gone through.
Okay, we're going to move right into the reconvening the deliberations for the rulemaking on the statewide setbacks.
That's a Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission hearing from back in 2013. After months of contentious debate, they voted to update the state setback regs, increasing the distance between drilling and homes to 500 feet. It was a compromise between everyone from energy companies to farmers to home developers to concerned residents. The updated distance addresses nuisances like noise and lighting issues. But when it came to more serious problems like air emissions,
there was not, in our opinion, sufficient, clear, undisputed scientific evidence to base a setback number on.
Matt Lepore is Colorado's top oil and gas regulator. He says he would love a concrete number for safe setbacks.
That would be fantastic. That's not going to happen. That was not the case in 2008. It's not the case in 2012. It is not the case in 2017.
So are current setbacks adequate? Researchers took that on in a 2016 paper published in a journal called Environmental Health Perspectives, looking at existing setbacks in Texas, Pennsylvania, and Colorado from a few hundred feet to over 1,000. The conclusion was that these distances are not always good enough to protect people from risks like air emissions and explosions. On top of that, setbacks aren't set in stone. In Colorado, operators can ask for permission to drill closer than 500 feet, and homes can be built closer than that. Inside Energy found that since 2013, on Colorado's Northern Front Range, at least 220 new wells are within 500 feet of homes. Randy Ahrens has all of this on his mind right now.
At the end of the day, it comes down to setbacks.
He's the mayor of a town called Broomfield, just north of Denver, where there's a huge oil and gas project on the table. 99 wells, close to a retirement community and a proposed school and reservoir. When people ask Ahrens why he's so concerned about safety, he takes out his phone.
I just keep it with me and I can show.
And shows them this.
Oh, wow.
It's a photo of a giant fireball, a blown out well.
In Coleman, Texas, that a unit lost control and the flames were about 150 foot high in the air and that type of thing.
Ahrens was there that day. He worked in the oil field in the 80s. And so with all that in mind, now as more oil and gas is about to move into Broomfield, he's supporting a setback of a quarter mile. But Colorado's Supreme Court has ruled against cities that have tried to exercise more control over oil and gas. Because although communities are the ones dealing with it on the ground, regulating the industry, setting those setbacks, that's basically up to the state. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.